This is the music of the Acropolis Reed Quintet, one of America's most acclaimed contemporary chamber ensembles.
Acropolis is a chamber music ensemble, so it's a, you know, a quintet of five wind instruments. They're all reed instruments, so we call it a reed quintet. But it kind of came about by all of us wanting to do something a little bit different. So we all like chamber music and classical music, but we wanted to do a wind quintet that was maybe a little bit more versatile, more contemporary. So we put the five instruments together: clarinet, oboe, saxophone, bass clarinet, bassoon.
Matt Landry says the members of the quintet met a decade ago as music students at the University of Michigan at Ann Arbor. They decided they wanted to do chamber music with a twist.
We play older music and we play newer music, but everything sounds very contemporary no matter what we're playing. So if we're playing Rameau, a Baroque harpsichord suite, or an American in Paris, or Ravel, or we're playing very new things, we kind of approach it all with this way of thinking about it so it sounds completely new and different.
The members of Acropolis say they like the blend of bringing new twist to classical music as well as introducing original music. They've commissioned more than 30 works from composers around the world.
From the first time we started playing together, it was a completely different color in chamber music that I've never really heard before. The blend that the five reed instruments have is really unique, and it's something that holistically I think that is just really special to hear.
Carrie Landry plays a clarinet in the ensemble.
You want to be able to bring those new, totally different sounds that are exciting to people that have never heard or experienced it before. That's a big driving factor for us.
If you met members of the ensemble, you might almost think they were members of an indie rock band. Andrew Kepke is a bass clarinetist.
We come across that way sometimes. We've got the tour van. We try to be accessible and hip enough. But we definitely are first and foremost classical musicians.
The ensemble is a nonprofit and spends much of its time on educational efforts. Acropolis member Ryan Reynolds.
And we realized that in our area, which is Detroit, Michigan and the surrounding area, there was a lot of need for music and arts culture in the schools. There were a lot of schools that just didn't have any access to the arts in general because the money simply isn't there. So we actually started by doing a big Kickstarter to fund a 10-school tour around Michigan. They were all underserved areas, and that sort of snowballed into becoming a major part of what we do.
Acropolis will perform tonight in Ventura as part of the Ventura Music Festival. The ensemble's Matt Landry talks about the performance lineup.
We are celebrating Leonard Bernstein's what would be his 100th birthday. So the first piece on the concert is a Leonard Bernstein, a jazzy piece called Prelude, Fugue, and Riffs, a piece that he wrote for Woody Herman's big band, but we've reduced it down to five instruments. So that's the opening of the concert. And then the rest of the concert is American composers, older American composers, including George Gershwin, some newer works that we've commissioned. So basically the concert juxtaposes traditional sort of Americana with what American composers are doing today.
That's Acropolis with An American in Paris. The quintet is set to take the stage at 8 tonight at the Ventura College Performing Arts Center. Lance Orozco, KCLU News.